Joe, the Marist poll conducted a national survey of the American public, and we found that 64% of the American public told us that they were not very concerned or not concerned at all about H1N1. Should folks be concerned?
Short answer to that is yes. The American public should be concerned about 2009 H1N1 influenza because flu is very unpredictable. We've had over 8,800 hospitalizations to date since April, and 556 people have died in the United States. Although we don't know the exact number of people who have been ill, as of late May, we knew that well over a million people had either been sick or were sick, and certainly that number has increased. So people do need to be concerned with this and both seasonal flu.
Well, what precautions should people take about H1N1?
Well, it's the same precaution for this flu as for seasonal flu. They need to, if they're becoming ill, they need to stay home and stay, you know, self-isolate themselves. If they have an underlying health condition, they need to seek attention from their medical provider, particularly people like pregnant women who, unfortunately, of those who have died, we're seeing about an unproportional number of deaths of pregnant women, 6% on average, whereas only 1% of the population is pregnant at any one time. People who are asthmatic, other people with underlying health conditions, certainly should not wait at all, should contact their health providers. But a generally healthy person who becomes ill should not flood to emergency rooms or whatever and be overly worried. If you're in generally good health, you're going to probably pull through this in a couple of days. Probably don't even need to see a doctor. But that'll be an individual call. But we want people to be prudent about seeking medical care, particularly if they do have an underlying health condition.
You know, you mentioned seasonal flu, and we're approaching the seasonal flu season. And of course, the word always goes out that people should get inoculated. Should people get H1N1 shot?
Well, first of all, a seasonal flu vaccine is in doctors' offices now as we speak. I know here in Georgia it's out, and it's going to be distributed in the coming days across the country if it's not already in your doctor's office. So people should first get a seasonal influenza shot. 80% of the Americans fall into the groups of people who are recommended for seasonal. And if you are recommended for a 2009 H1N1 influenza vaccine, certainly please get in line. There's 159 people who are recommended, and people like I talked to before with underlying health risk, and particularly pregnant women, need to healthcare workers and school-aged children need to be vaccinated as soon as possible.